我们是回来
的。We return.
现在圣殿在哪里
？So, but where is the temple?
什么时候大家才能唱说弟兄和睦同居，何等善？
When can we sing how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together
unity? 所以请大家记得。
So everybody should remember.
什么时候神的心不能满意
？Whenever the heart of God cannot be satisfied.
在神的感觉里面。
In the sensing of God.
就好像大灾难。
As if it's a great tribulation.
明白吗
？You understand?
所以这是靠近主耶稣钉十字架那个时候的大灾难。
So soon after the Lord was crucified, there was a great tribulation.
是主钉十字架还有四十年。
So 40 years after the Lord was crucified,
终有一个王的名来毁灭这个城和圣所。
So there is a people of a prince that came to destroy the temple.
从那里你看见大灾难就开始。
So from there the great tribulation started.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了1967年。
In 1967.
终于他们回来。
So they finally returned.
所以这是第一个特点。
So this is the first special feature.
但第二个特点。
But the second special feature.
很清楚的，日月星辰要显出异兆。
So then, they will be signs in sun and moon and stars and dismay on the nations.
第三点
Third point.
人想起将要临到世界的事就都吓得魂不附。
Men fainting for fear of the expectation of things which are coming upon the world.
在大灾难来以前
Before the great tribulation.
你看见有一个恐怖的阴影笼罩着整个的人间。
So there is a shadow of terrorism casting upon all of mankind.
到了第六个号的时候
When you come to the sixth trumpet.
就在幼发拉底河
In the Euphrates.
也就是 ISIS 今天他们所盘踞的
Exactly where ISIS is today.
那个时候四个天使是被鬼附的要被释放
So there will be four angels that are possessed that they are going to be set free.
然后他们讲好了
Then they agreed.
他们计划好了
They had planned.
在某年某月某日某时
So one, a year, a certain month, a certain day, a certain hour.
要杀人类的三分之一
They're going to kill a third of mankind.
那为什么三分之一
Why a third of mankind?
如果三分之一倒下的话
If a third of mankind dies.
三分之二是完全活在恐怖的阴影
Two thirds completely live under the shadow of terrorism.
那是第六号
So that's the sixth trumpet.
那是第七印里面的故事
That's the story of the seventh sign.
那就告诉我们主要回来以前的故事。
So the story of our Lord's return.
所以当然我们想到将来所要发生的事。
So when we think about the things that are going to happen,
我们就吓得魂不附体。
So we faint from fear. And that's
我们一上飞机我们就祷告。
When we go on the plane, we pray.
你不能不祷告。
You have to pray.
你不知道什么人发了疯了就把一个炸弹就放在上面。
So you don't know some crazy person put a bomb on it.
你不会想到的。
You never thought imagine.
你看见一种，所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？今天很自然的人一想到要临到世界的事。
So today men faint from the fear of the expectation of things to happen.
吓得魂不附体。
And then they faint from the fear.
然后那时
，And then at that day，
他们要看着人子有能力有大荣耀。
They see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory.
所以明白吗
？So you understand.
我们到底是迎接敌基督呢，还是迎接基督
？Are we here to wait for the Antichrist or the Christ？
在这里，我们的主没有讲到后来的。
The Lord didn't talk about the latter tribulation.
他马太福音24是讲了。
Matthew 24 he talked about it.
但路加福音是讲到。他就回来了。
But Luke talks about him already returning.
但是不管怎么样
，no matter what，
从靠近主第一次来的大灾难
，so the tribulation soon after our Lord，
一直到主回来的靠近主回来的那个大灾难
，until the tribulation right before he comes again，
很明显
，very clearly，
三件事
，the three things，
清楚吗
？clear，
所以现在我们就懂得了
，so now we understand，
是谁解为我们解开启示录的
？Who opened up the book of Revelation for us？
明白吗
？You understand？
在这里面有一个听。叫做约翰
So there is an audience called John.
他要写启示录
He's going to write the book of Revelation.
现在我们的主要把那将来的事指示给他
So the Lord is going to show him what's going to happen in the future.
然后主怎么说
So what did the Lord say?
有这些事
But when these things begin to take place,
你们就当挺身昂
Straighten up and lift up your heads.
因为你们得赎的日子近了
Because your redemption is drawing near.
这个得赎指的身体得赎了
This redemption speaks about redemption of our bodies.
我们虽然信了耶稣
Even though we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们还是会老
We will age.
我们虽然信了耶稣
Even though we believe in the Lord Jesus,
你看见有一天我们还会躺下
So one day we will be lying in the tomb.
所以我们等候主回来
So we wait for the Lord Jesus.
我们巴不得他早一点回来
We hope that he comes back soon.
soon.
所以有一个弟兄啊。
So one brother said.
向穆勒丁要照片。
So they asked George Mueller for a picture.
那 George Mueller 就告诉他说。
George Mueller said.
他弟兄啊，你要这个照片太早了。
He said you asked this picture too early.
你再过几年，我要给你的照片是最好看的。
So I'll wait a few years. I'll give you even better pictures.
他就指着主回来的时候。
So he's speaking about when the Lord comes back.
他身处得赎的时候。
When his body is redeemed.
他要穿上复活的身体。
He will.Put on a body of resurrection.
所以请记得
So brothers and sisters,
主回来了
remember, when the Lord returns,
我们的身体就得赎
Our bodies will be redeemed.
所以一有这件事
So when these things happen,
我们就可以挺身而出
We can straighten up and lift up our heads.
但是问题是
But the problem is this,
我们什么时候得赎日子来到
When is our bodies going to be redeemed?
什么时候主才回来
When will the Lord return?
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你还记不记得
Remember?
当约翰写启示录的时候
When John wrote the book of Revelation,
他写的最后一章
When he wrote to the last chapter,
很清楚的
he said,
三次我们的主自己说
the Lord Jesus said himself,
不要忘记啊
don't forget,
是主借着约翰
the Lord,
最后一章告诉我们说三次说
John said three times,
我必快来
behold, I come quickly,
明白吗
you see that?
那个就是但以理书第九章
that's Daniel chapter 9
你看过了六十九个七
after 69 times 7 years,
我们的主钉在十字架上
our Lord Jesus was crucified,
受膏者被剪除
the anointed one was cut off,
然后他升到天上
and then he ascended to heaven,
然后约翰看见了
and then John saw it,
升天的基督
the ascended Christ,
他亲耳听见主说
he heard the Lord say,
我必快来
I come quickly,
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
如果主说我必快来
If the Lord says I come quickly,
什么时候来呢
When does he come?
两千年过去
2,000 years later,
直到现在还没有回来
The Lord has not returned.
难道主的话不算话吗
So does the Lord's word not count?
难道主说我必快来不过马马虎虎随便说的吗
So, but I just said I'm coming quickly, but as she just said it casually,
主说的没有错
The Lord said it's very accurate.
主说我必快来就是我必快来
The Lord said I'm coming quickly, it means I'm coming quickly.
那现在我们是把主的话听错
So we heard it wrong.
你知道在希腊原文里面
In the original Greek
当主三次说我必快来
When the Lord said I come quickly
什么意思呢
What does it mean?
我一旦动身
Once I start moving
我就马上的来到
Then I will show up immediately
你明白吗
Do you understand
that? 这两千年我们主随时都可以动身
These 2,000 years the Lord can move at any point
新郎已经预备好了
So the bridegroom is ready
他要来迎接新妇
He's waiting to receive the bride
所以但是问题是新妇准备好了没
The problem is the bride ready
我知道我参加很多的婚礼
So I've participated in many weddings
很少有准时开始
I really have attended one where it started on time.
这个新郎老早已经预备好。
So the bridegroom is always already ready.
他老早已经动身了。
He's already moved.
他已经等在前面了。
He's waiting in the front.
他就希望能够走到地毯的那一端。
So he's hoping that he walks to the other side of the carpet.
他希望没有多久新妇就出现了。
So the hope is that the bride would appear soon.
但是他快要走这一趟路的时候。
But when he's about to walk this way,
他接到电话。
He received the call.
说再给我半个钟。
So give me another half an hour.
我还有妆没有补好。
So I still need to put some makeup on.
新妇新郎准备好了。
So the bridegroom is ready.
你看新妇还没有准备好。
But the bride is not ready.
再半个钟头。
Another half an hour.
又或者再一个钟头。
Or another hour.
或者再一个半钟头。
Or another hour and a half.
所以你看见吗
？So you see.
现在问题在这里。
So the problem is this.
老早老早新郎就准备好了。
So the bridegroom is already ready.
老早老早我们的主就能够回来了。
So our Lord could come back.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
新妇准备好了。
Has the bride made herself ready?
但问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
我们的主不能一直等下去。
Our Lord cannot wait forever.
我们总要问说。
We have to ask.
在圣经里面有没有预言
？In the Bible, is there a prophecy?
告诉我们说主大概已经动身了。
To tell us that the Lord already started moving.
你明白吗
？You understand that?
如果主动身的话
，If the Lord moves,
他马上就来到。
He will come immediately.
所以。
So,
你看见吗？当我们的主在二十八节说
，So in verse 28 he says,
有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
那到底怎么近呢
？How near is it?
你要看我什么时候动身。
You have to see when do I start moving.
我什么时候动身，那马上就来到了。
Whenever I start moving, then it will come immediately.
明白吗
？You see that?
现在为着要告诉我们他什么时候动身
，So in order to tell us when he's going to move,
他给了我们的预言。
He gave us a prophecy.
所以主接着就讲。
So then the Lord spoke the next phrase.
你明白吗
？You see that?
所以下面耶稣又设比喻对他们说。
Then he told them a parable.
我来的日子近了。
Behold, I'm coming quickly.
但要紧，你们要知道到底我动身了没
？But you have to know, have I started to move?
那从圣经里面，你有可能不可能找到圣经的圣经告诉我们主大概已经动身了。
Has there a Bible verse that tells us he's already started his journey.
所以这里说你们看无花果树。
So behold the fig tree
和各样的树
and all the trees.
它发芽的时候你们一看见自然晓得夏天
近。As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourself that summer is now near.
那么不要忘记
Don't forget.
在马太24章主讲的更清楚。
Matthew 24, the Lord speaks even clearly.
他说无花果树发嫩长叶的时候
said when the fig tree put forth its leaves,
夏天就近。
Summer is near.
你要主讲这句话有道理。
So the Lord says this, it makes sense.
因为前几天呢
Because a few days before,
他碰见一个无花果树
he met a fig tree.
他找不到果子
he couldn't find a fruit on it.
他就咒住那无花果树
he cursed that fig tree.
结果那无花果树从根就开始枯干
So then the fig tree withered from the roots up.
所以我们主说预言
So when the Lord speaks prophecy,
有他用行动来说预言
Sometimes he uses his action to do it.
有的人他用他的话来说预言
Sometimes he uses his word to speak it.
明白吗
You see that?
这回他咒住那棵树
This time he cursed that tree.
那个时候从根就开始枯干了。
The tree started to wither from the roots up.
什么道理呢
？For what reason？
因为无花果在圣经里面是代表以色列国来。
Because the fig tree represents the nation of Israel in the Bible.
所以神对以色列国是希望它能有果子。
So God's hope for Israel is that it would have fruit.
结果它只有叶子。
But it only had leaves.
外面非常非常好看。
Outwardly speaking, it looks really great.
但是我们的主得不着满足。
But our Lord couldn't be satisfied.
问题在这里。
The problem is this.
我们的主要不要让以色列人只做外面的不做里面的
Does our Lord only want to allow Israel to do what's outward and not inward?
我们的主如果爱以色列的话
If the Lord loves Israel,
要他里面跟外面是完全一样的
Want him inside and outside to be the same.
如果你不结果子的话
If you do not bear fruit,
人就看不见你的叶子
People cannot see your leaves.
人就只看见你的枝子
People only see your branches.
所以主就咒住无花果子
So the Lord cursed the fig tree.
一咒住有什么好处
So what's the benefit of cursing it?
现在你远远看见
So when you look at it from far,
只有枝子没有叶子
there's only branches, no leaves.
它里面跟外面是一样的
Inside and outside is the same thing.
主爱以色列人
God loves Israel.
一样的爱
He loves the churches the same way.
他不要我们做假冒伪善
He doesn't want us to be Pharisees.
明白吗
You see that?
因着这个缘故
Because of this,
他要我们里面跟外面一模一样的
He wants our inside to be the same as our outside.
不好看就是不好看
It's no good looking, it's not good looking.
不属灵就是不属灵
It's not spiritual, it's not spiritual.
我不是表演给大家看
I'm not acting for people to see.
我不在家里是这样
I'm not one way at home and one way in the meeting.
到了主日的时候
on the Lord's day,
大家都是 put on the Sunday best.
Everybody puts their Sunday best on.
到主日，大家都把最好的摆上。
They put on their best on Sundays.
但是请大家记得。
But let me ask.
以色列的故事。
The story of Israel.
神对他有很大的期望。
God had great hopes for it.
神希望无花果树能结出果子。
God hoped that the fig tree would put forth leaves.
但是他找不到果子。
But he couldn't find fruit.
所以主就咒住那无花果树。
So the Lord cursed that fig tree.
无花果树就开始枯干。
So then fig tree started to wither.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就告诉我们说。
This tells us.
以色列有一天要亡国。
One day Israel is gonna be destroyed.
一点都没有错。
It's true.
主后七十年。
70 AD.
耶路撒冷被毁。
Jerusalem was destroyed.
这只是开始。
This is only the beginning.
一直到主后135年。
And 135 AD.
终于以色列这个国家走入历史。
And the whole nation of Israel went into history.
不见了。
Disappeared.
这个国家在这个世界上完全不见了。
Completely disappeared from this world.
你觉得稀不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
因为主的话是太准确了。
Because the word of God is so accurate.
我但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主的话怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
等到无花果树发嫩长叶。
When the fig tree put forth its leaves.
那证明什么？
What does it prove?
证明这无花果又开始发芽。
It proves that this fig tree has put forth its leaves.
所以这证明什么？
What does this mean?
证明有一天。
That means one day.
以色列要复国。
The nation of Israel will be restored.
要重新站起来的。
Will become stand up again.
你如果懂得政治历史的话
If you understand political history,
一个国家亡国了，亡了500年，从来没有复国。
So a nation after going into history for 500 years will never come back.
以色列已经走入历史快2000年了。
Israel has already gone into history for more than 2,000 years.
到1948年
In 1948,
5月14号的时候
May 14th,
全世界非常惊奇。
The whole world was amazed.
居然无花果树发嫩长叶
That the fig tree actually put forth its leaves.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
So you understand, brothers and sisters?
这个实在是个太大的神迹
This is a great miracle.
从来没有发生过的
It's never happened before.
那因为这个缘故
Because of this?
不要忘记
Don't forget.
你如果读马太福音的话
If you study the book of Matthew,
就怎么说呢
What did the Lord say?
夏天近
Said the summer is near.
人子已经站在门口
So that the Son of Man is at the doors.
你看那个门口是多数的。
That door is actually plural.
那个房子不是西方的房子。
That house is not a Western house.
西房子你一到门就到了我的客厅。
A Western house, when you open the door, you enter the living room.
不是，在东方的房子不是。
But in the Eastern house is not this way.
你先进到一个院子。
You enter into a courtyard. 这
是大门。
It's the main gate.
然后里面又有一个院子。
And then there's another inner courtyard.
又有一个门。
And then another gate.
里面还有一个庭院。
And then another door.
又有一个门。
Another door.
所以那个门是多数的。
So many doors.
明白吗？
You see that?
所以现在我不知道。
So I don't know.
我只知道说这个客人已经到了门口。
I know that the guest is already at the doors.
1948年人子已经站在门口。
1948, the Son of Man is already at the doors.
那你告诉我大门的二门三门还是现在我不知道。
So you tell me if it's the first door, second door, third door, fourth door, I don't know.
但有一件事你知道。
But one thing I do know.
如果我的客人已经到大门二门三门或者四门。
So if he's already at the first, second, third, or fourth door.
他已经从家里已经动身了。
He must have already started his journey.
明白吗?
You see that?
但主的话说,
But the Lord said,
我一旦动身,
As I start, once I start my journey, I come immediately.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
从1948年到今天,
1948 until now,
请大家记得,
people remember,
很清楚的,
be clear,
第一次当我们读预言的时候,
the first time we study prophecy,
我们猜想主大概已经动身了,
we see that the Lord has already started his journey.
主说马上来到就是马上来到,
so the Lord said, for me to come immediately, I come immediately.